after a shocked silence. Scott pointed at the shadowy figures of two otters retreating back into the shrubbery on the left shore bank. The wheelmark began shouting,
"Call out the guards! Sound the alarm!"
He crumpled over from the savage kick Petru aimed at his stomach. The young cat grabbed him roughly, hauling him upright.
"Silence, fool. We'll do this my way. Take what guards we have here and make no noise. They're in those bushes. It's otters again. Get over there at the double now. Go quietly. Ambush them. Wipe the scum out."
As the wheelmark bent to assist Rigu Felis, Petru laid his scimitar edge across Scort's neck.
"Leave him. I'm in command here. Obey me or die. Now go!"
Gathering the guards from the pier and those from the boats, Scott led them swiftly toward the bushes, still with reverberations echoing around his head. Rigu Felis staggered upright, regaining his bearings. Petru made no move to assist him, remarking with casual insolence,
"It seems we're under attack from the otters again, but don't let it concern you. I've taken care of everything, see?"
He pointed to the cat guards plunging into the bushes. Strangely, Rigu Felis nodded calmly.
"So you have, and you've proved yourself a bigger fool than I thought you were. You don't know what's going on, do you?"
He shot Petru a scathing glance as he marched off toward the rear of the fortress, where the barracks and slave pens were situated.
"You carry on playing your stupid games. I know exactly what those otters are up to, and what to do about it."
Petru sneered at his father's retreating figure.
"Doddering old idiot. Leave this to a real warrior."
The slave pens were only sparsely guarded. Letho dropped the only cat guard in sight with a swinging blow from his loaded sling. Taking the guard's spear, the outlaw used it as a vaulting pole to reach the top of the high timber fence which surrounded the pens. He bounced a few sling stones off the roof of one crude dwelling. An old otter slave emerged, rubbing sleep from his eyes. Letho gained his attention with a low whistle.
"Ahoy, friend, 'tis me, Shellhound. Go quietly now and bring Runka or Mimsy to me."
The oldster nodded, then hurried off. Letho did not have long to wait until Runka and Mimsy, the two young otters he had placed there as spies, arrived alongside the fence. Runka acted as spokespiece for them both.
"Shellhound, we were wondering when we'd see you again. There ain't much to report here. Things are no different, apart from the fact that there seems to be some conflict twixt Felis and his son Petru. For us, it's much the same as usual under the cat's paw. Short rations and hard labour. Have you come to free us?"
Letho shook his head.
"Not tonight, mates, but soon. Let's say about 4 nights from now. Can you have the rest ready to move at quick notice, then?"
Runka nodded.
"We've got to think of the old uns and the babes. 4 nights, you say? Me and Mimsy will see that they're ready and waiting. Anything else, Letho?"
The outlaw replied,
"Aye, it'll be your job to keep every beast from getting too excited. Tell him to stay calm and not do anything that'll alert the cats. Right, I've got to go now. Remember, both of you, 4 nights from now at about this hour."